Trinidad and Tobago is blessed with a spectacular phenomena in that our authority or geographic area, the ocean is 15 times greater than the land. So by default, we're supposed to be paying more attention to the marine environment. The second thing is that we have so many livelihoods that directly and indirectly are impacted by the health of the marine system. So hence, we need to pay attention to it. And we may not be the conventional sun, sea, and sand people, but the marine resource is where you would find our oil and gas fields, as well as where you will find the endangered and threatened species around the island. And in Tobago, the marine environment possibly is a little bit of more importance because the fishing industry is looked at as the second largest supporter of the economy in Tobago after tourism. And the site that we are trying to improve management to is the Northeast Marine Tobago area, which is the home of the biggest brain coral in this part of the world.
Let us know how long the projects have been in place and what sort of impact have they had?
Well, this project is a 4-year project and we're just at the midway point. But I think our greatest victories, we could say, is introducing this new practice. In Trinidad and Tobago, there's nothing that's formalized that includes people in participating in the management of these systems. And one of the main strategies of this project is to include the people who live in and around these areas in decision-making on these projects. So to date, we have over 70 organizations, including civil society and government agencies, assisting us with drafting plans and making decisions to improve how we manage these areas. So that's the biggest thing. I think coming very close in line to that is the amount of data that we have been able to accumulate. And we haven't had the resources before to attempt to do this in this way before. So we're getting the information. And that will also assist us in planning and better managing these areas to ensure that they continue to sustain the livelihoods on the islands.
The UN has an oceans conference in June from the 5th through the 9th. And of course, the ocean, as you've mentioned, is very important to Trinidad and Tobago. What value does this bring?
Oceans are part of what it means to be Trinidadian. It's part of our culture. We celebrate it in terms of the St. Peter's Day and other celebrations that we have. And it adds to the quality of life which we enjoy and makes us the island people that we are. We have rituals when your baby is born. There's a specific time you take them to the beach to dip their feet in the salt to kind of bring them to the age. When you're ailing and there's something wrong with you, you know you go to the sea for a specific purpose. And then you drink some of the salt water too at specific times if you have troubles with your stomach. So the sea is part of us in terms of our culture, you know. And so it really makes us the true island people because it brings things to the shores, whether it be species, it brings the coolness, it could calm. It's just part of us. It is who we are.
Thank you very much. Is there anything further you think our audience needs to know about the projects you're funding and the work that you're doing here?
I think from the experiences that we have had under this project, we would be able to tell people how to make managing our marine resources work. There's a lot of theory out there, and I think this project gives Trinidad and Tobago the opportunity to put in practice the theory that's written all over the world and find the right answer for Trinidad and Tobago. And we are good at communicating through calypso and song, so we hope that when we have learned what works well in Trinidad and Tobago, we could transfer it to the rest of the region and to the rest of the world.